The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3116. It's a What to Watch Now episode, and this is actually going to take us back to some Cassian Andor stuff, which is really fun, and I'm very happy to be able to share it with you here. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So every once in a while on the show here, we check in on Star Wars content that's being published on the Disney and Disney Plus YouTube channels. And you know, I looked at the Disney one, we actually talked about the Disney channel a couple of months ago basically, and there hasn't been anything new on the Disney YouTube channel in relation to Star Wars stuff. But since the last time we checked in on the Disney Plus content on YouTube and Star Wars stuff, I think it was in July or August maybe that we last looked at that, there's been some additional content, but some of it is also a little bit misleading in the sense that, for example, there is a video titled Mind Blowing, which has a shot of the Mandalorian holding the Darksaber on the cover of that YouTube video, but there's no real Star Wars content of note in that video. And then there's another video that talks about, you know, the third anniversary of Disney Plus, and it features a threesome of Star Wars folks on the cover of that video. It's the Mandalorian and Boba Fett and Fennec Shand, but there's nothing really particularly of note Star Wars and wise inside that video. There are, however, three videos that feature Andor related content that are pretty cool on the site. One of them is an Andor red carpet launch event video, and it's hosted by Jennifer Landa, who was at the red carpet premiere at the El Capitan Theater in Los Angeles, and it features interviews with a whole host of people. A lot of the conversations actually are focused on how awesome Diego Luna and Tony Gilroy are, but there are also just, you know, general great conversations with Diego Luna and Genevieve O'Reilly and Ben Bailey-Smith, who plays Supervisor Blevin in the show, Fiona Shaw and Adria Arjona, and other behind the scenes folks in addition to Tony Gilroy, like Nicholas Britell, who's the composer. I'm gonna mess the pronunciation up. Sane Wollenberg, who's an executive producer, Kathleen Kennedy, the president of Lucasfilm, and TJ Falls, who worked on visual effects for the show, and Toby Haynes, who directed a number of episodes. It's a really fast-paced video and it goes quickly, but it's got a lot packed into it and it was very cool. So that's one to share with you. Then they have an ongoing series on the Disney Plus YouTube channel called What's Up Disney Plus, which features Andre and Jenny as the hosts, and they talk about all sorts of shows on Disney Plus, so it's not always Star Wars. The particular episode that focused on Andor started out with a bunch of stuff about Hocus Pocus 2, but about 7 minutes and 30 seconds in, they have Kristen Baver from This Week in Star Wars from Lucasfilm on the show to talk about Andor. The first part of it actually is very scripted, so it's not really much of a conversation between Jenny and Andre and Kristen, but there is a moment at the end where they have a little bit of dialogue, and then good thing you stick with it, because then there is a featurette after that with Diego Luna and Genevieve O'Reilly and Adria Arjona and Kyle Soller and Denise Goff. Like, they all have quotes talking about the development of Andor and about the characters and that sort of thing, so that's really very cool. And then the only other video that Star Wars related on the Disney Plus channel over the last six-ish months or so is one that's called a Rebellion featurette. It's a little over 3 minutes long, and they released it after the run of the Andor series. It came out on December 6th, this little featurette video. And it also includes Diego Luna, Adria Arjona, and Genevieve O'Reilly, Kyle Soller, Denise Goff. So the same interview situation that was shown in the What's Up Disney Plus video previously, this is from that same situation because, you know, the shots are all the same, the stuff that they're wearing is all the same. So that interview with all of those folks was a lot longer than what we saw in the What's Up Disney Plus thing, and it's probably a lot longer than what they show in the Rebellion featurette as well. But it's nice to get additional content from those interview sessions with all five of those fine folks. So I highly recommend those three particular videos, the Andor red carpet launch event, the segment on What's Up Disney Plus once you get past the part with Jenny and Kristen and Andre to hear the interviews with the cast, and then the Rebellion featurette with longer interviews with the cast, and I will link to those at the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes for this episode as well. And that's what I've got for you on this What to Watch Now Saturday episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for the show, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.